Chapter 27. And Job proceeded again to lift up his proverbial utterance, and went on to say, As God lives, who has taken away my judgment, and as the Almighty lives, who has made my soul bitter, while my breath is yet whole within me, and the Spirit of God is in my nostrils, my lips will speak no unrighteousness, and my own tongue will mutter no deceit. It is unthinkable on my part that I should declare you men righteous. Until I expire, I shall not take away my integrity from myself. On my justness I have laid hold, and I shall not let it go. My heart will not taunt me for any of my days. Let my enemy become in every way a wicked man, and the one revolting against me really a wrongdoer. For what is the hope of an apostate in case he cuts him off, in case God carries off his soul from him? Will God hear an outcry of his in case distress comes upon him? Or in the Almighty will he find exquisite delight? Will he call to God at all times? I shall instruct you men by the hand of God. That which is with the Almighty I shall not hide. Look, you yourselves have all of you seen visions. So why is it that you show yourselves utterly vain? This is the share of the wicked man from God, and the inheritance of the tyrants they will receive from the Almighty himself. If his sons become many, it is for a sword, and his descendants themselves will not have enough food. His own survivors will be buried during a deadly plague, and their own widows will not weep. If he should pile up silver like dust itself, and he should prepare a tire just as if clay, he would prepare, but the righteous would be the one to clothe himself, and in the silver the innocent would be the one to have a share. He has built his house like a mere moth, and like a booth that a watchman has made. Rich he will lie down, but nothing will be gathered. His eyes he has opened, but there will be nothing. Like waters, sudden terrors will overtake him. At night a storm wind will certainly steal him away. An east wind will carry him off, and he will go away. And it will whirl him away from his place, and it will hurl itself at him and have no compassion. From its power he will without fail try to run away. One will clap his hands at him, and will whistle at him from his place.